I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Syria and Israel exchanged mortar fire over the weekend. Today, there are Syrian tanks in the Golan Heights, and Israel's asking for help from the UN. The situation is threatening to drag Israel into a raging conflict. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nuttleton says believers have two responses. One is fear. The other is boldness and making the most of chances to share the hope of Christ. There is more at missionnetworknews.org. And we turn next to Egypt, where Christians are coping with increasing harassment. Open Doors USA says Salafi Muslims recently disrupted the work of a Coptic church's construction site for 24 hours. Contrary to proof, they insisted the church didn't have permits for construction. Well, believers are expecting more, so pray for them. Last week, Salafi Muslims demonstrated in Cairo's Tahrir Square to demand a more prominent role for Islamic law in the new constitution. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can find us at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.